You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair, or maybe this time wigs. Hey, 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 it is Daniel Coy, Mr. Decoy himself. Here I am. Hello. How are you? Today we will be talking about wig suppliers. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. Are we going to talk about them? How can we talk about your wig suppliers? How can you give away that information? You've made these bonds with these companies and you're like, no, I cannot pan away because they give them so much business. Or are you the person that's like, I buy from everybody. And you know, oh, I like this one. I can't tell you where I got it from. I'm a little known for that one. And then other ones where they're so expensive. I'm like, what? For a machine-made 2-inch ventilated front, that it's $500. Sorry about it, boo. And it's only 100% density. Nope, sorry, not happening. Thank you very much. So you really need to open your mind to wig suppliers and kind of like go off of someone else. Like, I feel it's really good if you're coming into them like as a recommendation, and then they'll give you like the best deal, and then you use your charm, because you know, you charm the suppliers to the umpteenth degree. So, like, my supplier, you actually can find out who it is. I'm not going to talk about it specifically in this little podcast? I guess what I'm doing. All right, podcast. But it is in my book. It's in my class. It's in my one-on-ones. It's in all that. I give it literally. Like, here you go. Here's his number. Have fun. You might want to let him know I sent you before you start hounding the shit out of him. You just really need to, like, get to know them. Know what they really want. Because there's so many out there. Some of them want more prestigious people. Some really don't care. And they're like, this is the price and this is it. Sometimes you'll get, like, a new person who really wants to get into the market and, like, really start selling them and, like, you know. Save up for a year and come to them and be like, yo, I need 500 wigs. What deal are you going to give me? Like, what deal are you going, like, so they're looking at a full number, and then what you can do is you can be like, oh, you know what, this other place just got it down by $3,000, you know, because I was doing such a large order. So then you negotiate that way, negotiating. And then also the quality of hair, really, when I say it is worth it, make them make a swatch book for you of all of their textures, all of their coloring. Make sure you get both. I don't care if it's $100, $200, $300. Get them. Feel them. Get it in your hands so you can feel it and really understand the texture of their hair. What they put it through. How are they curling it? What are they curling with it? Are they hot curling it? Are they using solutions to perm it? You know, like, what are they doing? And then their density. You need to get from them a density chart. Yes, something new in the world, they will make a density chart for their wigs, for their wefts, for everything. You should literally be like, hey, I need a sample of all your shit if I'm going to be selling your shit. You know, if I'm going to be using you as my resource. So, you know, you really need to just let them know, like, you're not here for the little, not here to buy one wig and go away. But most of the time, that's all you do. You know, so I feel like that's where it goes so wrong, where he probably would have went down to $110 for a 22-inch, you know, Jerry curl wig, whatever, I'm just pulling it out of my butt, You know, so, but you only bought one, and maybe you bought some matching extensions to go with it, some wefts just to play with. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, oh, you go back again and you do the same thing, and he'll be like, oh, you know what? You came back. You're so loyal. You're so loyal. So there goes shipping. And that was another $50 on it, no matter what, anyway. So, you know, so my personal guy, he's amazing. I can WhatsApp him at any moment of my day. And he's like, yes, friend, whatever you want, friend. So, and I'm a doozy. He gives me so many, like, well, here's the price for this, and then, you know, little language barrier, but we make it happen, you know, and these are what I use for my foundations. This is my foundation. This is what I start everything with. When I come into a consultation with my client, I'm literally bringing these wigs out because I want the client to feel the hair. Once they feel that hair, half now the job is, how are you going to make it look like me? And then, oh, that's the easy part, sister. I just want to make sure that this hair that you felt feels like mink on your body. You know, but most of the time it's for show. So they're like, producers are paying. So they're like, I don't care how much. Woo, pay whatever you want. So, you know, yeah. So with coming back to your wig suppliers, get to know them, build a relationship with them. May it be two or three that you work with, and you make them all fight against each other and get the best deal. You know, and let them know about each other too. Number four, I would totally buy a big order. Buy like four or five wigs from them to really hound them down to be like, hey, what's your bottom line, dude? Like what's your bottom line? You know, and then if he's like, no, I said bottom line. And if he can't give you that bottom line, you go to somewhere else and get it even lower, because then you're like, dude, if you would have went to, I don't know, let's say five wigs, what is that, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, so like $1,000. So let's say, dude, you couldn't get that down to like 850. You couldn't, there's no way you could do that to 850. Well, I was going to pay 950 was my budget. So you're still saving basically $100, and you're giving it more business to him. So, you know, you want to be fair. So make sure you're fair with them. If you're fair, and, you know, unless you have clout, baby, if you have clout and have peoples, you know, and you're going to be throwing some names around, like this is going to be on X, Y, and Z, good luck, A, because they really don't know who anybody is. But, you know, you can make it work. So that is my conclusion of this podcast. So totally hit me up on Instagram, Daniel Coy Official, DanielKoye Official. And then on all the other social media, it's Daniel Coy. So find me, send me a direct message if you have questions, comments, queries, concerns. I love answering questions. And pretty soon we will be rolling out our Wig Hackers Live, where you and me will be together somewhere in the world, because there's so much talk. We're talking about here, we're talking about the UK, we're talking about, is it Bulgaria? We're talking about London. We're talking about France. Like, guys, like, California. Chicago really wants me. Atlanta. Oh, my God. They really want me to go down there. So, we'll make it work. And if you guys have a spot where you want me to come and, like, you know, turn up and show my shit and, you know, hack some wigs for you and really show you how to break down these wigs from your suppliers and make them more custom without plucking, without bleaching, by all means, let me know. I want to know, because I want to be there. I want to inspire you. So that's where I'm at. I want to bring your business to the next level. I want to build your skills. I want you to have the skills that you can go anywhere with wigs and, like, kick butt. I want you to be the kick-ass wig maker. All right. That is enough of me ranting and raving. This is the longest podcast I have done so far to date. So, please like me on whatever device I'm doing this on. I'll have more information hopefully soon. Enjoy your night. And remember, let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.